It's Wednesday, August the 20th, and I am Leonard Vitbien with your news at 8 a.m. Mary Shimi, the chairperson of the Central Procurement Board, has raised alarm about ongoing obstacles in public projects. According to News on One's Herta Ekanjo, she stressed that inefficiencies are weakening service delivery while draining public resources.
Speaking at a stakeholder engagement on Tuesday in Windhoek, Shimi noted that too many government-funded projects continue to face delays, cost overruns and quality issues.
Few of our projects are completed on time. Many projects exceed budget. Quality is a concern on some of our projects. Let's not talk about the laborers that we employ to work on this project. Security guards are often not paid in line with wage orders.
In Swakopmund, the Parliamentary Standing Committee on Economy and Industry, Public Administration and Planning is convening a consultation workshop with the National Planning Commission, presenting priorities under the 6th National Development Plan. NPC Executive Director Iben Ashandi highlighted the importance of fully executing Pillar 1 to drive progress across all pillars of NDP 6.
We really need to create values, and value creation is about bringing about new areas of revenue generation, either through manufacturing, through agriculture. Reliance on traditional sources is waning out. We have large deposits of uranium. What is currently happening? We just mine, we ship, no value. Because there's no value, it means that we are not getting the full potential of the benefit that we need to get. And therefore, one of the key under that pillar one is to say, let us start investing in nuclear industry. Let's put up a plant, no matter how expensive it might be. Those are the new sources that we need to start developing.
Zambezi's Governor Dorothy Kavula calls on citizens to join the 35th Heroes Day festivities at Katima Mulilo Sports Stadium on August 26. These celebrations, under the theme Built on Bravery, Bound for a Prosperous Future, pay tribute to the nation's living and fallen liberation heroes.
The preparation is going very well. We have got committees in place. We are even joined by the National Preparatory Committee together with the Regional Committee and the subcommittees. We have also the police officials, army, they are here. We have got our own children helping us here and there in terms of manpower. So the preparation is going very well. I would like to invite all Namibians from all corners of our country to come to Zambezi region, to come and celebrate our Heroes Day. Come in numbers, the gates will open as early as possible.
Diphtheria cases and deaths have risen sharply in Somalia this year, with more than 1,600 cases and 87 deaths reported, up from 838 cases and 56 deaths for last year. Somali officials told Reuters the outbreak has been worsened by vaccine shortages and cuts in U.S. aid, according to Hussein Abdugar Muhyiddin, General Director of Somalia's National Institute of Health. Dozens of European Union and Commonwealth countries have committed to continued support for Ukraine at a virtual meeting. This follows Monday's White House summit, at which U.S. President Donald Trump and European leaders discussed security guarantees for that country. From Paris, our correspondent is Ross Cullen.
But also Canada, Australia, Japan and New Zealand as well. They have said that there are going to be further conversations of that group in the U.S. at a technical level to try to bluntly decide who does what. Are there going to be troops from France, for example, inside Ukraine? Will there be naval warships from Britain in the Ukrainian ports and protecting Ukrainian coastlines? Will the US provide air support? So all of those questions were discussed again today on that call, and there are going to be further discussions in the US with all the technical advisors going forward.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate and on time.